Paula Ferris says slowing down and listening to God has opened her eyes to a number of things. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And Paula describes what she's discovered through this process.
I realized that I didn't know who I was outside of doing and achieving and accomplishing and just chasing after something. But when I slowed down, I realized that I needed to listen to God and listen in the right areas.
And Paula says that in the busyness of life, it's easy to let all the noise get in the way of listening to God closely.
So often we're moving at such a breakneck speed that we don't listen for God. We don't know where to look for God. And it was in that moment of deep introspection and trying to realize how I got it all wrong, you know, how I could have possibly just conflated my calling with my career. And that's when God really revealed to me that we have these two callings on our life, that we have a faith calling, which is our purpose, and that's unmovable. That's who we are, and that's to love God and love people. That's it. It's never going to change. And then we have this vocational call on our life, which will shift and will change. It can be seasonal, but it's just the vehicle by which we will love God and love people.
And Paula says reading scripture and listening to God changes everything.
It's the vehicle and the conduit by which we fulfill our purpose. And God really revealed to me in that time that I needed to listen for him in the right spaces. We want the clouds to part. We want to hear a deep baritone. I don't know if that happens. It hasn't happened for me, but I know to listen for God, you have to be in tune to know where to listen for him.
So how about you? Why don't you take the time to be still and to listen to God and his leading in your life? You will be amazed at the peace and direction you can find as you walk more closely with him.